Okay. I'm gonna be taking notes all the way through. All right, this is my second recording today. I recorded my conversation with my therapist yesterday, and I said something that is almost identical. This article I'm reading, I just picked this article today. I never even read this before. The scientist is someone from the 1960s. I had to do it for my course for T-tests, which are two-tail tests for statistical analysis. But the irony is that my conversation with my therapist was yesterday. And I said something in my conversation with my therapist when I was explaining to her how you have the ability to cope with pain if you're able to. I think I used the word emotional, but I drew a diagram called the theory of association. And basically, I was saying that you can redirect your impulse or reflex or reaction to pain through association. And now, I mean, a little of me is saying it could be through deassociation as well, but I didn't put that in my PowerPoint presentation. So some people, I think I used the word based on how you feel emotionally when I was talking to her on the phone, but it doesn't always have to be how you feel emotionally. That's a subset of it. But I said emotionally because I told her in my recording, I said that there are times when I get burned by Dr. Frederick V. Price's EMF RFID implant, and I am happy. Emotionally, I am happy about something else going on in my environment. And it's like my emotional state separates from my physical form, and it's a phenomenon. So I can feel the pain, and it hurts really bad. It hurts very, very bad. But because of something else that is going on in my environment, that takes precedence. And maybe I shouldn't have said happy, because it's not always that I'm happy. It's something else that's more important or more critical. Like, I should have used the example of when I checked in at the hotel. So when I checked in at the hotel for my daughter's birthday party, I was getting burned. And it was like someone turned the burning up to like 1,000%. The whole time I was talking to the black lady at the front desk, I was getting burned the whole time, and it was really, really bad. And I actually wasn't necessarily happy at that time because it was my daughter's birthday party, but I was more concerned about behaving appropriately so that I don't embarrass my daughter in front of her friends, that the burning that I felt took a back seat. It was like my emotional state separated from my physical state. Even though when I came home after the weekend, I cried. I let it all out. I allowed myself to have a nervous breakdown because I'm a Marine soldier. Oorah. I hold the fort when I have to, but I feel like I shouldn't have to. I feel like what's happening to me is torture. So when it's really important, I'm going to hold the fort or I'm going to die. It's either one or the other. I'm going to die trying. But sometimes I don't hold the fort. I let it go on purpose because I feel like I shouldn't even be going through what I'm going through, and I shouldn't be feeling what I'm feeling. And sometimes when someone's trying to test me, I actually want to fail. So I'll just fail. I'll drop the fort. I'll drop everything. I'll fall apart. I'll glitch. I'll be a bitch. And I won't give a fuck. But for my daughter's party, I held the fort. I was getting tortured. It shouldn't have been happening. I was getting burned really bad. And I was a Marine soldier. I mean, I don't think too many people could take the type of burning that was being inflicted on me in that front foyer. I was getting burned so bad, it made me forget my bank passcode because I was getting burned that bad. And it was horrific. And I kept a smile on my face. I was so polite. And I thought it was very unfair. But I felt like my daughter and her friends were more important at that time. It was my choice. I could have reacted. I could have cried. I could have did what I really should have done based on the fact that I was getting burned so bad. But the point is what I said to my, I didn't even get say all that to my therapist yesterday, but what I was explaining to her was my PowerPoint presentation. And I was trying to explain to her that it's a phenomenon that the body, your human body, through habituation, can develop resistance, can adapt, and based on your emotional state, it doesn't necessarily have to be happiness. You can literally separate the essence of who you are from the physical pain that you feel. And it's not something that I suggest someone trying, because I think that it's human torture. I think that it's human torture and it's unnecessary. But just, it's kind of like, don't practice dying to see if you'll come back to life. This is one of those. So that we can keep things in context. You know how people said, you know how people go on Oprah or they go on shows and they say, you know, I died and I came back and they talk about it. No one fucking practices that. No one tests that to see if I die, will I come back and can I tell everyone about it? So this is one of those things that even though someone took me to that level of torturing me and burning me to a fucking pulp, and now I've discovered that the body can somehow, through habituation, develop resistance and adaptability. I'm sure slaves know that. I'm sure the Jews know that from the Holocaust. I'm sure there are people, I'm sure war heroes know that. I'm sure people that have been held captive know that that is a possibility. So I want to keep things in context. So, but the point of my recording is this experiment, which I just came upon today for something completely different. I have to do a critique on two tell tests for this experiment. Is the same thing that I said to my therapist yesterday as to what's happening to me. So shall I read? It says the first experiment compared the effect on ultimate performance of gradual habituation to increasingly strong electric shocks at the goal with that of the sudden introduction of shock at full strength. So, in other words, they had these albino rats and they put food down an alleyway and they shocked the rats. But basically, when they got to the food, they were like starving rats. They put the shock on full strength. So they basically, at the point of the reward, at the point of the achievement of reaching their goal of satisfying their hunger, is when they were tortured the most, so that they would build up a resistance against the torture. So it's kind of like, do I starve or do I burn? How about I eat and I burn? Which is potentially what COVID might be putting us in that situation right now. I've already been put in that situation with this implant. But if you think about the psychology behind it, do I go to work and get sick and die? Or do I stay home and starve? and not make any money, right? Except that's not, you're not exactly getting burned. Like, I'm getting burned with an implant that Dr. Frederick Lee Price put in my body without my consent. So, maybe I should go back and read the first part of it so you understand. So it says here, since the approach avoidance conflict seems to be such an important source of stress and also has been extensively analyzed theoretically and studied experimentally, quotations, Miller, 1959, it was selected for the study. Hungry albino rats were trained to approach the goal end of an alley to receive food. Then they were placed into conflict by receiving painful electric shocks at the goal. We investigated different ways of training the rats to persist in going to the goal in spite of the fear aroused by the painful shocks. The first experiment, and I'm going to read that one more time. The first experiment compared the effect on ultimate performance of gradual habituation to increasingly strong electric shocks at the goal with that of the sudden introduction of shocks at full strength. So, and, you know, there you have it. So, in the 60s, 1960s, they was using animals. Now they're using black women that they want to portray as an animal. So I feel like that was the motivation behind trying to villainize me to make me feel less than human, because then it satisfies the conscience of, well, she deserved it, or she's an animal, she's less than human, so therefore it's okay. She's not really human. You know, so now they've moved up the food chain to black women. And I have a feeling that some of my black people have moved up the chain to black women. So I don't want to make this all about color because, like I said, you know, the justification. Now, where has it taken us? I don't really know, but I definitely know that West Penn Hospital and Allegheny Health Network owe me millions and millions and millions of dollars. And I can't seem to get an attorney to represent me without proof, and I can't seem to get the proof because the doctors that I've gone to keep covering up the fact that Dr. Fred Price put an implant in my body because they're still testing it on me. I just got digi-raped last night. Hey, Google, what's today's date?
It is Wednesday, October 7th, 2020.
Hey, Google, what time is it?